This is a research center, which is also a ranch. So we have a big kind of living laboratory for scientists to come and ask questions. We also have about 500 sheep that live on the site. And I have to say, I feel like they've kind of been my heroes recently, because these areas where they have grazed, and this pasture, Upper Horse, was one of the areas that was grazed by the sheep, allowed the fire to move through fairly quickly, because there just wasn't that much dried grass and other things on the ground because the sheep had been eating it. On the other side of us, we have an area that we actually did a prescribed burn with CAL FIRE through their vegetation management plan.
The buildings were all spared, including the house where Bird lives with her family. The water infrastructure was badly damaged and hadn't been repaired yet. The facility only has the capacity to store 2 weeks' worth of water. And a lot of the fences were lost, but here's where Bird started to talk about post-fire research opportunities.
Different research projects came on site with different needs, and they'd all put fences up around their plots. Some of those fences were not needed anymore, and we were actually seeing that wildlife was being affected. We have a new project here which is focusing on the effects of fencing on wildlife. And this is really provides us with a whole new opportunity now. And I hate to try and make it sound a positive thing. I know that this wildfire is terrifying, but it's really important for scientists to be learning as much as they can from every wildfire experience so that we can be better fire adapted and more fire resilient into the future. And so now I think this will change the course of the Hopland Research and Extension Center a little. The kind of research that gets conducted here will shift into a lot of fire ecology, post-fire research. And what puts us well placed for that is that we had years of data from before the fire.
The guard dogs and the sheep are all accounted for, but it's hard to know right now what's going on with the wild animals. We paused near an ancient oak tree that still had puffs of smoke rising out of the ground behind it.
Is this a granary tree?
Yeah, so this one you can see it's got sort of finger-sized holes all the way through it. It's a blue oak, I think. And that will mean it's a acorn woodpecker granary tree. So the acorn woodpeckers, they'll use it as their storage, and they'll get acorns from all over the place, and they'll bring the acorns to it, and they'll hammer them in, and then they'll even be moving the acorns around. So if they start getting a little bit loose in their hole, they'll come and they'll move that acorn and they'll put it somewhere a bit tighter. So what do these acorn woodpeckers do once their granary tree is affected? We're not seeing any acorn woodpeckers around this tree right now, but it does seem like there's been fairly recent activity. I'm seeing some holes that look like nesting cavities in it as well. So maybe they've had to move on. And in which case, where does that leave them until we get to the acorns for this year?
Researchers have been monitoring wildlife with a combination of trail cameras and satellite collars, which Bird hopes will contribute to post-wildfire studies.
They've maybe got 25, 26 collared deer, and every couple of hours the collar on that deer sends a satellite signal, and so they know where that deer is every 2 hours. And so they will have that data right through the fire for the deer that were on site, and many of whom will have had to make tracks and head out somewhere, hopefully.
A short distance from the granary tree, we found evidence that some wildlife, at least, is on the move.
The nice thing for us is we have, oh look, here's more prints. So this is a raccoon. They've got their like little human hands, almost little five fingers. So that's really interesting to me, because I imagined that all of this wildlife had just was gone out of the area for now and was taking advantage of other spaces. But there's definitely significant activity, and this will have been in the last, well, as I say, it looks very fresh to me, but there's been a lot of PG&E activity on this site in the last few days. So this has to be fresh, and we just wouldn't be seeing it. I guess that makes me feel pretty good that it's they're still around, right? All these neighbors of ours, they're around.
Little teeny tiny prints. Little tiny thumbprint things with claws.
we're sharing this road with lots of other activity right now.